President Trump just signed the coronavirus relief bill into law. That's according to a source speaking to the Associated Press. The announcement comes as millions of Americans were set to lose their federal unemployment benefits.
News Nation Washington, D.C. correspondent Joe Khalil joins us live from the nation's capital. Joe, lots of questions to go into what just happened, the delay behind it. But right now, what do we know as far as what the president did actually sign?
Well, he signed the large COVID relief and stimulus measure that was, again, two different parts of that. One is government spending, government funding, and the other part being this massive $900 billion COVID relief package. Both of them have been signed by the president, and I know this is moving fast. I know we cited the Associated Press there, but we can confirm this is from Judd Deere, who is the deputy press secretary at the White House, confirming that the president has, in fact, signed that large relief bill. Now, this is obviously huge because, number one, there are millions of Americans that are still waiting to get some sort of relief, many on unemployment that would have had their benefits run out and expire. Also, we have hundreds of thousands of businesses all across the country that have been really struggling. The first round of PPP stimulus money that went to businesses had expired back in July. Many businesses on the verge now of shutting down are going to get relief after the president signs this bill. There is more money in that large package for small businesses, so that is going to be able to, you know, be sent out relatively soon. We heard last week that it might take about a week or so for people to get those stimulus checks. Now that the president has signed that bill, I imagine we can expect the same sort of time frame on that. So all of that was up in the air. And at this point, in addition to people needing COVID relief, there was also this prospect that the government was going to shut down tomorrow. So there was a lot on the line here. The president was getting pressure from both Republicans and Democrats in Congress to sign this bill. It wasn't exactly a certainty that he was going to sign it because he had already come out this week and said essentially that the bill wasn't enough. He was upset about the amount in stimulus check money. He was also upset on the government funding side of the bill that a lot of money was going for foreign aid overseas. So it really wasn't a certainty whether or not the president was actually going to sign this bill. I think a lot of members of Congress and Americans all across the country are breathing a sigh of relief that he has put his signature on it, because that means that desperately needed relief is going to be on its way.
Joe, when we talk about the small businesses, restaurants especially, we've done reporting on it. They all agree with your assessment that this was just for a short amount of time. It got them through maybe a couple of months, and that they didn't expect this pandemic to go on for the better part of a year. So what can they now expect, these small businesses who yesterday thought they might have to close forever?
Yeah, I mean, it was one of the largest portions of this $900 billion package was nearly $300 billion, almost a third of it. That is going to small businesses. So essentially, if you got a PPP loan in the past, if you're a business owner, you can expect sort of the same process this time. You will be, again, eligible for that. Now, details about whether or not that money is going to be forgiven, that seems to be where this is going if you're a small business specifically. But as you said, I don't know anyone who doesn't, you know in some form, in some way, a small business, a large business in their community or someone they know who hasn't been impacted by COVID. This is, you know, universal across the country here. And so those businesses, as you can imagine, really desperate for this relief, they are going to be able to get that. It's just a matter of getting those actual checks out, having people apply for those loans.
Joe, as we wrap up here, breaking news, President Trump has signed this relief bill. Is it going to be the $2,000 that President Trump wanted for individuals, or the $600 that was in the initial $900 billion plan?
I'm glad you teed me up for that one, because that was what I wanted to talk about next year. What he is signing right now is still that $600 stimulus check. We haven't heard anything that suggests that that was changed in any way. He's signing the original bill. Now, Speaker Pelosi has already said that tomorrow, Democrats are going to be putting a bill on the House floor that would, it's totally separate from the large stimulus package with government funding and all that. But that one standalone bill that Democrats have put on the floor is a $2,000 stimulus check. So Republicans and Democrats in the House are going to be able to vote on that, and that bill is going to go over to the Senate. Now, Mitch McConnell has the opportunity to bring that bill up He also has the authority not to bring that bill up. We know that Republicans have been against a $2,000 stimulus check. In fact, many Republicans in the House and Senate wanted no stimulus checks at all. Democrats were happy to agree with the president in this rare moment on having more money for a stimulus check. And in his statement, the president actually just said that he also still wants to see that $600 increased to $2,000. So I think what we're likely to see is the president is signing this measure, and that's just including the $600 check. And then tomorrow, that bill that Speaker Pelosi is going to put on the floor is very likely still going to come up for a vote. So now we're talking about two separate bills, maybe two different checks that go out. We're going to have to see how it plays out tomorrow in Congress on the House floor. But Congress is going to get a chance in the House to vote on a stimulus check measure. We're going to have to see. Democrats still have the majority, so that's likely to pass the House. Is it going to be taken up in the Senate? That's something that we're going to have to wait and see as it plays out.
Joe, that's very interesting, but I want to clarify, $600 was signed today. It would not be $600 and then another $2,000. It would be amended from $600 to the $2,000 total.
So not exactly sure how that would play out, because the bill that was already put on the floor on Christmas Eve, which was largely just for show because we knew it wasn't going to go anywhere, but that was actually a separate bill. That was a $2,000 check up or down. So that wasn't amending the previous amount. So again, we'll have to see this plays out and exactly what the language is of the bill that we see tomorrow, but it very well could be an additional check. It very well could amend $600 check. We're just not exactly sure until we see what comes up. But what we do know for certain is that the president has specifically said that he still favors that $2,000 amount for individuals and then $600 additionally for children in families that would be additional to the $2,000. So I wish I had a better answer for you. We can certainly try to dig on that more and clarify that. But that's where the president stands, and that's what we know now, the bill being signed tonight includes just that $600 stimulus check.
All right, Joe Khalil, thank you so much for joining us from your home with this breaking news on this Sunday night. We appreciate having you, and I'm sure we'll be learning a lot more about this tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, happy to help, and we'll keep digging on it.
All right, Joe Khalil reporting for us. Much more as we continue here on News Nation. We'll be right back.